Hallelujah. Everything is portable now. The pulpit's portable. Everything is moving around. Hallelujah. The changes have come. Amen. Well, it's wonderful to see your lovely faces this morning. It's good to have people in. Thank you, Mama Alice. Everybody else is sitting going, yeah, thank you, Pastor. It's great to see your faces because it's really weird preaching into the camera for the last couple of months. So it's great to have people inside the building that we can worship and praise God together. Amen? Hey, relax a little bit. You guys seem like you've lost touch of church. Come on. Hallelujah. I want you to stand up and go and shake someone's hand this morning. Hallelujah. Give him a high five, a fist, or a knee bump, or whatever you want to, elbow bump, or whatever. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, sorry. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. All this rubbish we're going to do to succumb to. Oh, sorry, Drew. Hallelujah. And if you're watching this morning from home at your lounge room this morning, we want to say welcome to church. You're watching from Cairns or you're far out of the state, in Victoria, New South Wales, anywhere in the world today, we welcome you. I pray that God's word will inspire you today, will do something that you will receive from God this morning. We'll be able to transform you and change you forever and ever. Hallelujah. Never to be the same ever again. Hallelujah. We declare that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
Come on, focus now. Focus, focus. Let's get back to the Word of God this morning. Hallelujah. Well, my title of my message this morning is to encourage you throughout this season that we're living in right now. Amen. You know, I'm tired of hearing this news of COVID-19. Anybody tired of that already?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But you know, we are still people of God. Amen? And we abide by the laws of the country as much as we can, because I believe that when we are people that abide by laws and principles of the land, Jesus gave us that word. He says, abide by the word, abide by the laws of the country. Why? Because then we qualify to be able to operate in His authority, the spiritual authority that He's already given us. We know we have that. But we still live on planet Earth, amen? Hallelujah. But we leave kingdom principles on planet Earth. Whatever we see heaven does, we do it. That's really what it is. Jesus said, I only do the things that I see the Father do. Or whatever the Father say, I do it. And so we must do the same thing as well. So I thank you for your good, wonderful, law-abiding citizens of Cairns Living Light Church. Hallelujah. If you're one person that's been abiding by that, I thank you. Hallelujah. But God's grace has allowed us to be here. I encourage you to pray for our state premier, pray for our prime minister, pray for our country. Hallelujah. This country has a lot to offer to the world. And so we must not take for granted the very country that you and I are living in right now. You're not living in this country for your own blessing. You're living in this country for blessing of others. That whatever that happens in this building, in your prayer, in your walk with God, encourages others to be able to do the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People will look at us and go, now, these are the true kingdom of God people that we want to look towards. We want to look at. We want to imitate. Paul says, imitate me for I imitated Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. Giving up, giving in, and going on. What is your choice this morning? All this news about COVID-19 and COVID-20 and COVID-21, whatever you want to call it, the same thing is what the enemy has brewed up to come against the work of Jesus on this earth. Amen? Hallelujah. It is so easy to get depressed at the same time, get angry. What category are you? Are you depressed? Are you angry at the devil? Let me give you some advice. You got to be angry at the devil. Hallelujah. Because when you start getting angry at the devil, your prayer life shifts. Everything changes in your life. Your prayer walk changes. Hallelujah. You are not meant to walk in depression. We are never meant to. Listen, read the end of the book. You win at the end. You're victorious at the end. Hallelujah. You're an overcomer. Jesus said, I have overcome. Be of good cheer. Walk in this place of joy, righteousness, and holiness. Hallelujah. As we're living through the year, unlike any other year, my son said to me, Dad, 2020 is the worst year of my life. I said, you only have 12 years, my son. You only live for 12. What kind of year is worse for you? All you, from the day you were in heaven with Jesus to the day you were born, given to us, 12 years, you've had such a great life. What do you mean 2020 is your bad year? I know where he was coming from. Because he's messing up his time to go out and swim and do all these wonderful things that kids do. Amen? Hallelujah. It's like he's not free anymore to do these things. But, you know, why should we still walk on place to make changes, huh? There's three options that is given to us. And one option is for Christians to give up, to retreat from culture. Why should you make change? Why should you be part of change? What can my prayer do? These are the questions that Christians ask all the time. What difference can I make? What difference can you make? That's a good question that you should ask yourself. The second option is to give in, hallelujah, to compromise, to go along, to get along, oh, be nice to everybody. Let's just get along with the world. Let's live side by side with sin. Let's just do that. Even let's bring sin into church. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen to that. To give in, to succumb. The giving in part is the great falling away that Jesus talks about. When you give in, when you give up, you throw in the towel and you give up. But when you give in, you are now allowing the enemy to walk with you. You're succumbing to his ideas and his principles and his precepts. Hallelujah. That's the second option. That is what the great falling away Jesus was talking about is all about. It's Christians falling away. Not the world. Christians, people who say they are followers of Jesus Christ, walking away from God, falling away from God. People you know that used to preach the gospel with fire and zeal and passion, all walking away from God. Hallelujah. The third option, my friend, you know, we live in this world that we succumb to everything. Our country and community continues to slip into this moral decay of sexual ethics and, you know, abortion and euthanasia and all this stuff that's happening, all these issues. And it's getting harder and harder every time to stand up for the biblical truth. Who can stand up for the Lord? Hallelujah. Isaiah said, yeah, am I, Lord? Send me. The world is looking for answers, and we have the answers sitting here right now in this building. So stay, you know, people say, stay quiet, just go along, don't offend anybody. Just preach nice messages so that people don't leave church. Listen, you need to get the Word of God, as hard as it is, coming into your life so that when these arrows of the enemy come, when the oppression of the enemy come, when persecution come, you can be able to stand, hallelujah, in the Word of God and survive through this crisis that's coming upon us. Ladies and gentlemen, I choose the third option. And the third option, my friends, is persevere. Hallelujah. To continue faithfully, to persevere, regardless of what comes against us. It is to believe that God is using your faithful obedience to His Word and your consistent witnessing in ways you will be able to measure and see on this side of heaven. You cannot see what you are doing right now on this side of heaven, but heaven is recording everything. Hallelujah. It's been recorded. And the time you walk into these gates and Jesus said, well done, my good, well done, not well said, well done, my good and faithful servant. When you walk in, everything has been written down. Everything that you said, everything that you prayed for, everything that you encouraged someone, you gave something to someone, continue to walk in faithfulness in God. All that is written in heaven, my friends. I choose the third option, which is to persevere regardless of what comes against us. Is it a message for the church this morning? It's for somebody this morning. And I pray that you become the person of the third option. It is to believe that you can make eternal difference if you will choose the power of perseverance. Amen. Perseverance is a character and attribute of God. Long-suffering is an attribute of God. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit. It gives us one fruit. Paul says only one fruit, but it has these amazing nine attributes connected to it. Those are the attributes of God. God owns that. When he created you in his image and his likeness, he put all this fruit inside of you. You have that. You have love inside of you. Regardless of how you don't feel like, the only problem is this, you don't like to love. You don't want to love. I don't like this person. But yet you have the wonderful fruits right there inside of you. These are attributes of God. Love, peace, joy, and long-suffering, and perseverance is one of them. Why did God place that in there? Because that's his character. He's long-suffering. He looks at sin in the world, and he still suffers through all the rubbish that man is doing. His own creation is doomed, and he's sitting there long-suffering, waiting for us to come back to him. Hallelujah. That's a great attribute of God. Hallelujah. The great need of our day-to-day church is not another church, but it's a church full of courageous Christianity, courageous Christians, people who are willing to walk in humility, people that are willing to walk blameless before God, holiness before God, people of obedience that obey the word of God and do what the word of God says. That's really what God is looking for. Casual Christianity doesn't impress God. Casual Christian life do not change anybody. Because casual Christian life will cause you to give in, cause you to give up. Hallelujah. God needs courageous Christians. Courageous, power of perseverance in our life. Hallelujah. Let this be a message for somebody this morning. It is to refuse the enemy's temptation to give up and give in. Hallelujah. It is to refuse to have a bad day. Get up in the morning and says, I refuse to have a bad day today. Hallelujah. I'm going to have a great day today. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. He's given me that promise, and I will walk in that promise regardless of what. If I got a bad knee, my knee is okay in Jesus' name. If I got a headache, I am good. I'm going to have a great day in the Lord today. Refuse to bow down to all the little temptations of the enemy. It is for believers who will stand up and speak, who will use their resources, their gifts, and their influence as boldly, the word is boldly and strongly as they can in the strength of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you do something and the Holy Spirit is not in it, don't do anything until he's in it. Hallelujah. Because everything we do, preaching the gospel, loving somebody, being nice to somebody, all that cannot be done with your human intellect or your human strength. It is all empowered and powered by the Holy Ghost. Because those are his fruits. Those are the attributes of him as God. Hallelujah. And he enables that to happen in our lives. You know, just watching news is enough to just give, you know, you people say, Jesus, come back already. Lord, why didn't you just come back already? This is some of the prayers of Christians. Oh, I'm just waiting to fly away right now. Ah, fly away, oh glory. Ah, we are not singing this song in this church. Hallelujah. We have a purpose in God to be able to achieve everything that God has prayed. Where the moment you have breath, hallelujah, you have a timeline that God placed you in. You got the breath in you. God's got work for you. You were meant to be alive for something. Not to just die and live a good life and die and go to heaven. Hallelujah. Become somebody that your life will influence people, especially in the time that we're in right now. Somebody needs encouragement. Somebody needs prayer. Somebody needs a little bit of money. Somebody needs something. Hallelujah. Just watching the news. Listen, stop watching the news. Stop reading Ken Sports. You're giving them all that money for bad news. Hallelujah. Well, open your Bible. Read your Bible. Because you're a winner at the end of all this rubbish. Hallelujah. But if you like news and you want to know what's going on, then don't believe the news. Read the news, see what's happening, and interpret it according to what God is saying. Interpret the word of God or the news you're hearing according to the word that comes from his lip and his mouth. Hallelujah. So let me ask you, my friends, where is the enemy tempting you today? Where is the place where the enemy is really hitting hard on you right now? Everyone's got that spot. Everybody's in here, no, I'm fine, Pastor, I'm fine. I'm on fire for God, hallelujah. Be careful. When you say things like that, the enemy will be knocking at your door. Peter says, Lord, I will follow you. Jesus said, Peter, you've just opened your mouth and you've invited the enemy. He's knocking at your door right now, hallelujah. Everybody's got somewhere in their hearts or in the place where the enemy is hitting in right now. Hallelujah. The only good news that we have is the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, let's listen to what Jesus talks about, the power of perseverance. All these that I've given to you today was just introduction to. Now, let's lock it into the scripture. Hallelujah. Then I hope and pray that you will choose to walk in the power of perseverance. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen to that. You sitting inside your house saying, thank you, Pastor. I got the word this morning. I'm going to receive this word this morning. Hallelujah. My word, my scripture that I'm using is pretty much centered on Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. That's the scripture that I'm using this morning. But I'll be going to other scriptures to kind of lock in everything together as we go. Hallelujah. You know, the Greek translation is the great translation to use when you're studying the Word of God. Even the Hebrew translation, amen? Listen, don't go and read the Bible with your English mentality. Read the Bible according to what the culture of the day is. Because when Jesus gives you a parable, the parable talks about the day he lives in. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 24, the Bible says, he put another parable before them, saying, that's the introduction of this very word. Putting before them is putting food on the table. It's like you're offering somebody something. Jesus is constantly giving us food, spiritual food. And you know, when he made this parable, he was standing right in one of the most vibrant agricultural areas of Israel today. It's called Galilee. Oh, hallelujah. One day we will go to see Galilee. Amen. One day we will go and see where Jesus stood and gave that powerful sermon and that parable. Hallelujah. I'm going. I'm not waiting for rapture or any COVID. I'm going. Hallelujah. Whether you like it or not, I am going. Hallelujah. One day you people come to church and say, hey, where's Pastor Ben? He's in Galilee right now. I feel anointing in that, just that. Yeah. Hallelujah. Jesus taught this parable as he stood alongside the Sea of Galilee, one of the most vibrant agricultural areas in the world. Hallelujah. No wonder the Lord was talking about agriculture when he brought this message. This is a message for us today. What is the kingdom of heaven? He says the kingdom of heaven is like, kingdom of heaven is the realm that God lives in. That's why when Jesus prayed, he said, Father, pray, he said to the disciples, pray that the will of heaven be done on earth. Everything that you see in heaven, whatever that heaven is real to us more than the physical things that we see. This is where God lives. Jesus says, the kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. Good means genuine seed. Listening very carefully. God said a man went and sowed good seeds. Clean, purified seeds. There was no mixture. It was clean and pure. And the Bible talks about it. It's seed from the wheat. Verse 25, it says, however, while his man was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. Hallelujah. When Jesus explained this parable later in verse 29, he says he identified the enemy. And the enemy, the man who came and sowed all the weeds, was the devil. Hallelujah. The devil likes to operate when you're asleep. Somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. While man was sleeping, the enemy came and sowed weed or tares in the New King James Version. Enemy likes to work under cover of darkness. Enemy likes to work under cover of disguise. Enemy likes to work. That's why you don't see things and say, oh, it is good. When people said to Jesus, good master, Jesus said, nobody is good. Why are you calling me good? The only good person, the only person who's good is God. Hallelujah. Jesus direct all the praise and worship and honor to God. Hallelujah. And when men were sleeping, the enemy came and sowed the tares into the field. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 to 15, it says, and no wonder, for Satan himself transformed himself into an angel of light. Therefore, there is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. How many people have met false prophets and false teachers and all these false things that are happening around you? The devil operates in that. Hallelujah. It says, whose end will be according to their works. Whatever you think that is from God, God will test it. And whatever you think that is built from God, God will test it. And the only thing that is built in God will survive throughout the time that we're living in right now. Hallelujah. God is going to reveal things. He saw these weeds. That means everywhere, all the field, wherever the good seed landed, the enemy sowed tares right there with it. And so everything was growing together. The weeds were growing and the good seeds were growing all together. You know, one of the things about this very seed that Jesus was talking about, and Jesus picked this very one because he knew what it is like in the church to this day that we're living in. If you study the type of weed that was sown, it is known as the bearded darnel, a plant that is common in the region, and it looks like wheat except that the grain is black. You can look at the two grains, and when you plant them, when they come out together, they both look like wheat, look like the thing that you planted. But one is not real. Hallelujah. The one that's planted next to it destroys the other plant. Hallelujah. It was such that the Roman government of the day put up a law that if you do that, then you're a criminal of the day. This sowing of tares into the field is a criminal act that people do in the days of Jesus to get back to each other. Farmers are getting back to each other, or somebody that hates somebody or didn't like somebody comes and sows this wheat or this tar into this field and destroys the field. And the Roman government put a law against that, that anybody does that will be charged for criminal act. Hallelujah. This is key things to understand right now. Sowing darnel amongst the wheat was a common act of revenge in the days of Jesus. Verse 26, but the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares or the weeds also appeared. The moment you come to Christ, the moment the word of God is coming to you right now, a devil is sitting right here in this building right now. Devil goes and sits in churches and waits for the word of God to come out. You think church is just for Christians? Let me just warn you. Let me just caution you. The enemy comes into the building. The enemy comes undercover. The enemy comes waiting when the word of God comes out. That's what Jesus said. Whoever has what? Ears, hear what the word of God is, or what the Spirit of God is saying. You come to church not to receive the word of God the way you receive the word or education at school. You receive the word of God by the Spirit, through the Spirit, by the power and the auctioning of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Because without the Holy Spirit, you will be believing everything that comes out of anybody. False prophets, false religion, everybody that comes and tells you everything, everybody follows through. Hallelujah. But it's those that chose to really hear in the Spirit will stand through the times that we're living in right now. The part of the story depicts a very real problem in Jesus' days. So the wheat and the grain, and the wheat and the tares are growing together. Jesus' parable teaches us to expect spiritual weeds whenever we plant spiritual seeds. Whatever ministry that you're in, whatever good thing that you're doing, remember the enemy comes always. Straight after you sow something that is good in God, the enemy comes in to destroy it. Hallelujah. You know, he comes subtly. One of Satan's subtle strategies is to tempt us to sin. And then we refuse to bow down to temptation. He then tempts us to feel guilty. There's a lot of people right now walking in guilt of their past sin. Listen to me. The Holy Spirit does not make you feel guilty. The Holy Spirit convicts you. There's a peace or something inside your heart that tells you that conviction is from the Holy Spirit. The enemy comes and accuses you. The Bible says he is the accuser of the brethren. He goes around and accusing people. He goes to God and says, God, see Job, you said that he's a really, really holy person that loves you. Well, because you gave him everything, that's why. And he says, take everything away from him and he'll curse you. Hallelujah. I like Job's word. That's the power of perseverance. He says, even though you slay me, hallelujah, I will worship you. Amen. Listen, my friends, the church needs people like that. The church needs the spirit of Job inside the church. The church that Jesus built, and I will build my church, and no gates of hell shall prevail. That's the church that will stand through persecution. You think COVID-19 is just going to go? No, my friend. It's a build-up into something that the enemy has already planned against the world. And the whole world will be following and going into that place like sleep to a sheep to slaughter. And only the people of God will stand and say, no, we're going to go against that and walk in righteousness and holiness and stand in the place that God really wants us to be. I am talking to Christians this morning. Hallelujah. Expect an opposition every time you do good things in God. Hallelujah. This seed or this tar that the enemy sows into the field, no pesticide can destroy it. Nothing can destroy that except the power of the blood of Jesus. And the power of the Word of God. The Bible says the Word of God cleans people. I pray that the Word of God is cleaning somebody up right now. Hallelujah. But those who get cleaned up are the ones that are listening with their spiritual ears and saying, Father, that's my word. I want to receive this word, and I don't just be one person that listens to it, but I want to apply it into my life and my walk, because application becomes wisdom. Understanding, knowledge, you can gain all that, but until you apply that into your life, God calls it wisdom. Amen. There's a lot of fools, educated fools, walking around in this world today. Hallelujah. Jesus said, a fool is the one that says there is no God. That's a strong word. That didn't come from your pastor, that came from my Bible. I read that and I said, whoa. So we got to be people of wisdom. And how do you become wise? You apply the word of God into your life. You walk in the path of righteousness. Listen, obedience to the word of God is the only thing that will stop the enemy from coming against you. Hallelujah. Amen. Obedience to the word of God. Nothing else, nothing more. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much you go to church. I don't care what you do, those things. Obedience to the word of God. Amen. Obedience to the principles and the precepts of God keeps you in the place. Amen. Hallelujah. Against every work of the enemy. Casual Christianity doesn't impress God. Because casual Christianity, babysitting Christians, makes you don't preach too hard on them because they might melt. They're made of butter. How do you stand? Eat some cement, please. Swallow some concrete and walk in the place of perseverance. Hallelujah. That's the place we have to walk in. I am not interested. Listen, I can't follow you around and make sure you don't live in sin. I got to look after my own life too. I got to walk in the place where God wants me to walk. And if we can bring words like these, the word of God to you, to help you to be able to walk in that place without me coming around and saying, how are you doing? You okay? Because everybody wants, oh, pastor didn't call me today. Pastor didn't say a lot to me. Or pastor never rings me. Hallelujah. Pastor's got his own life too, my friend. Come on. In this church, you people know how the message of this church comes. Yeah. When I was preaching this one, my sister said, you're going to make a lot of enemies. I said, hallelujah. I'm like Tajay. I walk around with a target. The moment you come to the kingdom of God, you are carrying a target, like Target, where you go shopping for clothes. That big sign is on your face right now because the enemy comes against it. Anybody who dares to walk in righteousness and holiness before God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You carry a target. Yeah. Listen, kids. This is a message, it's for everybody, not just for the fathers and the mothers. It's for everybody. Hallelujah. God is going to clean up His church, and the first thing He has to reveal is the enemy. The first thing He has to reveal is the tares. He's going to reveal all that first. In verse 27, the servant said, how then does it have weeds? The word of God went out. How did that happen? How did that guy change? How is he still walking in that place where he's supposed to be receiving the word of God and walking in the place of holiness? How did that happen? How does it have weeds? There are so many two things happening in the world today. How does it happen? We don't know. It's the enemy sowing seeds into the lives of people. Murders and all this stuff that's happening right now. And Netflix gives you all that. All this true stories of people doing things that you would not believe a human being can do. Hallelujah. The master has an answer. He says in verse 28, an enemy has done that. Jesus identified who the enemy is. Listen, the devil likes to get you to do good things. He knows that you're a powerful Christian. He knows that you're a Christian that reads your Bible. He knows that you're a Christian go to church. He knows you're happily married to one wife. He knows that you don't commit adultery and fornication. He knows all that stuff. That's why he's not going to come against you with that. He's going to come subtly. Everybody says subtly. Turn around to your neighbor and say subtly. Subtly. That's what he does. And he uses good things to fill up your time. And you'll be doing good things, thinking that you're doing great things in God. But it's all good things. Hallelujah. Devil uses good things to keep your focus away from God. I always say, if you have something right now, whatever that is dealing with your life right now, or you're dealing with, if that has become something that you are using now as an excuse, that becomes an idol in your life. That idol, you see, enemy just needs one thing only. If you're a person to make excuses, oh, I feel like I should not go to church today. That's an excuse that the enemy is going to use. And the moment you start making excuses, it's easy to say that. It's easy to say, I'm tired this morning. I'll just stay home. It's easy. There's no guilt. There's no conviction. There's nothing. You can just say it and say, yeah, I'll just stay here and relax and not go to church. That's how the enemy does things in your life. Hallelujah. The master said that. The enemy has done that. And the servant's response was natural, like everybody else. Then do you want us, they said, do you want us to go and gather them up? And Jesus said, the master said, no. Why not? Well, he said, lest while you gather up the weeds or the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. This is why the Lord delays his return and his judgment. The reason why he's not here yet, because he's long-suffering. While we are persevering with sin here, he's persevering up there with us to be able to understand that we are still here on this earth and people are still needing to come into the kingdom. Hallelujah. He delays his return because he's concerned about what the world has gone into. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is what? Long-suffering toward us. That's the word right there. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Long-suffering is one of the attributes of God, and he's doing that so that we can get people into the kingdom. Preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Continue to do the good things that God has given you. If you're good at your hands, creating things, continue to do that so that people will see it and that use that to bring people into the kingdom of God. You cannot change anybody. It's the Holy Spirit's job to change people. I cannot drag you to church kicking and screaming. You make the decisions yourself. At the end of the day, your choices are the ones that make you move yourself out of the place you're in into the place that God wants you to be. You know, my friends, time is running out. The Lord's return is getting closer and closer. Look at the season and the time now. Interpret what's happening around us. Everything that is happening around us are changes that are happening. So what do? Verse 30, it says, let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first, gather together the tares and bind them in a bundle to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Hallelujah. My friends, the tares are going to be judged, but the wheat are going to be blessed. Hallelujah. The Bible tells me in Matthew chapter 3, verse 12, there will come a time when Jesus will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, and the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Jesus' late explanation in Matthew chapter 13, verse 41 to 43, he says, the Son of Man will send out his angels. Oh, hallelujah. There is a revival coming. There is a move of God coming. The final move of God before the return of Jesus Christ. And the angels are going to be involved in it. And he says this right there. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather up out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. Hallelujah. The church, every church has one devil inside. There's always one devil that comes into a church. The tares grow together with the wheat. Don't think that devil doesn't come to church. He's the accuser of the brethren. He goes around accusing people. Therefore, we must never have a foothold, something that will have the foothold of the enemy inside our lives. I talked about the presence of God and worship last week. You can come to God and say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. God says, that's nice, but you're carrying something that doesn't belong to me. Get rid of it. Hallelujah. If you have done something to somebody, go back. It says, leave your offering here. Go back and sort yourself out. Listen to this word. It's so important for us to understand. Go back, sort it out. Come back and I will receive your offering. This doesn't happen because you're under grace, only grace, or I'm under grace. Because grace has caused license for people, become license for people to sin, walk in sin. Hallelujah. And God is righteous and holy. Leave everything, get rid of everything that the enemy will accuse you of. Don't let the enemy have a foothold in your life. Be like Job. There's nothing. I'm transparent. What you see is what you get. That's it. Hallelujah. We can do that. How? By the power of the Holy Spirit that lives and dwells inside of you. That's why he gave you the Holy Spirit. He says, Jesus said to the people, do not do anything until the helper has come. Why? Because you're going to go and preach a message that I didn't tell you to preach. Because you're going to go and talk to people about your own stories and about whatever you've been reading on a magazine somewhere. He said, wait for the Holy Spirit to come because the Holy Spirit talks from this word. And everything that you do in God, line it up with the word of God, including dreams, my friends. Dreams come from your emotion places, part of your emotions. When you have dreams, I always say, lock it in with the word of God. Make sure it's from God. Make sure that God has confirmed it, not just from 3-4 dreams you have, but people that are having the same dreams. God speaks like that. Because the enemy comes subtly and does things subtly. Sinners mixed with saints, hallelujah, drawers mingled with gold, and God himself will raise all the rubbish up and then clean it out so that this pure diamond that he's looking at, the church without spot and blemish. That's what he's coming back for. Somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. That's the church is coming back for. So Christians, stop living casual Christian life. Because that enemy that you're talking about right now, that we're seeing right now, you think that's going to go away? That's going to build up and build up more. Let's rejoice that in our general assembly that we live in, there are still people in this building that are saying, God, I'm going to walk holy before you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to abide by every word that comes from you, from the Bible. I'm going to abide by every word that comes from the pastor. I'm going to receive this word, and I'm going to go and study it. And I'm going to meditate on it, and I'm going to walk in that place. That word becomes my life. That when people see that, they will read the Bible. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. They see a Bible walking towards them. Oh, sinners cannot live in heaven, my friends. They would be out of place. It's like you take fish out of the water. Fish feels really out of place. What part of your life, my friends, is the enemy dealing with right now? First thing you must remember, you're not going through your challenges alone. You know, we live in one of the most beautiful countries. You can say a blessed country. But it's not going to last. I got some good news for you. It is not going to last. Hallelujah. The enemy is coming against it every day. That's why you need to rise up. That's why your prayer needs to be strong. You need to get up and pray. That's why your spiritual life has to grow. That's why we can't babysit you every day. You got to stand up for your own. Hallelujah. Because I'm not going to be around to watch you. Pastors are not going to be around to watch you. You and the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We'll take you through this. The Bible says Satan is a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. How should you respond? The Bible says resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. He's talking about churches everywhere. Listen, Chinese churches are being closed. Their pastors thrown into prison. North Korean Christians are being sent into horrific labor camps where they are getting executed. Christians face jihadist terrorists in Europe. Anti-Semitism is rising up. And you're sitting here going, I feel a headache today. I'm talking to somebody today. These are people facing real persecutions. And we sit in a beautiful country, in a beautiful church, taking our lives really casually, saying, yeah, we're fine. It's coming, my friends. The signs are clear. And so it's words like this will sit inside your spirit and say, I am going to persevere, regardless of what. I am not going to be part of the crowd that's falling away. I'm going to stand, hallelujah, and walk in that place that God, you have already purposed for me. Whatever you're going through, you know that you're not going through alone. Everybody else is going through. Every church is getting persecuted. They're getting it worse than us. We're complaining about COVID-19. They were getting slaughtered before COVID-19. They're thrown in jail and sewn in half and put inside ovens and all this kind of stuff happening. And we're complaining about COVID-19. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Don't go all quiet on me now. This is serious words that we need to receive it and understand it. Listen, the weeds will be judged. The wheat will be rewarded. We win. Your story has already been written in this book. Hallelujah. You are victorious. You come from a place of victory. Jesus said, it is finished. Then it is finished. Jesus said, I have overcome. Be of good cheer. Then be of good cheer. Hallelujah. You are victorious in God already. You don't have to become victorious again. He's already done it for you. Just walk in it. You know, walk in obedience. When you walk in obedience, you are always going to be victorious. Amen. Obedience to the word of God. Simple obedience. Nothing else. Nothing more. Hallelujah. You may think that the planet is too broken to be restored. But your prayer, you may not see it, like I said, on this side of heaven. But your prayer, God is seeing it. Your cry and your knees bowing down and say, God, change this person. Change my family. Transform their hearts. Bring them to church. Your prayer has been recorded on the other side of heaven. The world is not too late to revive or to restore. You can restore it right here in your time that God has given you. So ask Him for the power of perseverance. God, give me perseverance. Give me long-suffering. Give it to me. Solomon asked for wisdom. God says, what do you want, Solomon? I can give you everything. Solomon says, mate, I don't want anything, God. This mighty people that you've given me to rule, they're so mighty that I just need wisdom to be able to lead them. God says, Solomon, because you've asked for that, everything else, hallelujah, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and what? All that shall be added unto you. Solomon stood on principle, hallelujah, and everything was added. Ask God, pray, God, give me wisdom, give me perseverance, give me long-suffering, hallelujah. I can stand through these things. People say, oh, you this and that and this, and you believe them. And you say, oh, this person said something against me, and you take offense with you, and you walk around with unforgiveness. Hallelujah. Look for somebody who can be a Barnabas of your life. Every person had somebody like Barnabas. Paul had Barnabas. Hallelujah. Jesus had Peter. Though Peter always shoots his mouth off wrong every time. Peter likes to say things. But I like Peter because when the Holy Ghost came, Peter was like he was just finished from Bible college for the last 30 years. He knew the word like nobody. Hallelujah. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, let me conclude with this. Whatever is born of God will overcome the world. Amen. Amen? Whatever is of God material. Listen, whatever is built by the material that God builds it with. And you, my friend, are a God material. You know why? Because when God spoke, He says, let there be, let there be, let there be. He was speaking to something else. He was speaking to the earth to bring forth all these things. And then when He wanted to create you, He says, let us, hallelujah, make man in our own image and in our own likeness. So therefore, you are a God material and you will last through eternity. Your life will go transcend through eternity. Hallelujah. Your life goes beyond the grave. Hallelujah. The text man runs after you. We want our text. You die, you get up, you're on the other side. He can't reach you. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody comes after you in physical life, but when you go to the grave, you're on the other side saying, ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Amen. Your life transcends. That's why eternity is a long place, a long time. God just created time and placed us in time, in our space of time that we're in right now. And when you die, that's it. You're gone. Spirit doesn't hang around here. Spirit goes back to where the spirit comes from, where God, hallelujah, you're made from the material that is God. Therefore, nothing can destroy you. No COVID-19 can destroy you. The enemy cannot create anything. He's a thief, a liar, and a destroyer. He comes to what? Kill, steal, and to destroy. Jesus said, I come so that you may have what? Life, and life abundantly, hallelujah. And not just in this life, but life even after death. The resurrection power of Christ Jesus will raise you up and bring you to the place where you can live beyond that. That's why you are victorious, my friends. Smile and be cheerful in God. Say, God, this is the day that I will rejoice, for it is you made this day for me. Hallelujah. I refuse this headache. I refuse this backstabbing talk. I refuse this thing people are talking about me. I refuse all that. I'm going to have a great day in the Lord today. Hallelujah. We're going to print all these t-shirts now. Shut up. Nobody likes you. And at the back it says, God loves you. So when you're walking around, you go, shut up. Nobody likes you. Hang on a minute. God loves you. Come on. Let's be Christians that will persevere through the times and the trials and tribulations that are coming. Hallelujah. You waiting for rapture? You're going to taste a little bit of that before you rapture. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. My friends, the battle for the world is the mind. It is not about anything else except the minds and the hearts. And you watch television and you see all these young generations just following like sheep. Oh yeah, you're right. If you don't do anything, if you don't kneel down, they say you're a bigot. And if you, all this stuff. Come on, it takes people to stand up. I love Israel for love. He stood in the playing field in France. Stood for what he believed in, while all the others, followers of everything else, bowed down to this rubbish that they're bringing out into the world now. And he stood. Hallelujah. Man, that was the proudest thing I've ever seen. I felt, I had goose pimples seeing this man stand. Hallelujah. And the same people are still talking against him. We need more Israel fellows. Amen?
Amen.
We need more Israel fellows in the church. Let me just finish with that, and I said that this morning. Satan's greatest mistake to you is to increase the heat. You know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and that big Negro? Oh, sorry, it's Abednego. You were asleep. You didn't get that. Just see if you are, oh, he said Negro. I thank God for this church. We are people that swallow cement. Nothing like this will move us or hurt us. Hallelujah. Nobody says anything against you. You're already feeling, oh, see, they said this to me. They said I'm white or I'm black or I'm green or yellow. Come on. I'm tired. I am tired. I'm tired of this rubbish. And I want the people of this church to rise up and speak out every time something wants to come and pull you down. Hallelujah. We got to stand together. The story of those three guys, when the king threw them into that oven and he said, turn the heat up. Hallelujah. The devil made a big mistake. Every time the heat comes against you, the fourth man will be there with you.
Amen.
There was a fourth man inside the oven. There was a fourth man standing there. And they saw a fourth man and they said, I thought we threw three people inside there. Hallelujah. Listen, your life has a fourth man walking with you every time. Whatever they throw against the church, it's only the start now. And if they keep coming back and they tell us to close our door, we're still going to preach the gospel.
Amen.
If they tell you you can't speak the gospel of Jesus Christ anymore, speak it.
Amen.
Speak it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The fourth man is always with you. We're sharing with Papa Joe and God reminded us of the boat. He was in that boat. Jesus was sleeping inside that boat. Amongst all these rugged, solid, seasoned, powerful fishermen that have seen storms in their lives. They've been in storms. They've gone fishing. They've seen storms. But that one that was with them in the boat, God must have said to the father, just wind it up a little bit. Just give him a little bit more. They've sent stones, but they haven't seen this one. And he went to bed after he told his father, I'm just paraphrasing, so don't go check your Bible. Pastor said this, and I couldn't find it in the Bible anywhere. What Bible is he reading? Yeah. And Jesus winded up a little bit and went to bed. And these guys, like, they're waking him up saying, Master, we're going to drown. Can't you see? These are fishermen. These are men that have seen storms. Hallelujah. Listen, the fourth man is in the boat with you every time. The fourth man is with you in your house. The fourth man is with you in your job. Wherever you are, there's a fourth man. Hallelujah. Whenever they wind it up, the fourth man steps in. He's always waiting. Hallelujah. I want to close with, I want you to be encouraged this morning. I want you to receive this word this morning. Hallelujah. It is for the season, for the time that we're living in. Hallelujah. Share this message with your brothers and your sisters and your family and your home group. Build a home group up in such a way that we will stand against whatever the enemy wants to throw against us. You know, we talk about persecution that like we've seen persecution. We have not seen it, and it's coming. So when Jesus talked about these things, he was cautioning us. He said, if they don't like me, they won't like you. So what makes you think they're going to like you? Let's wear this t-shirt and say, nobody likes you. Only God likes you at the back. Hallelujah. I want you to close your eyes, bow your heads. I want to pray. Hallelujah. If you need some specific prayer after this, please come and see me or see anyone of the leaders or the pastors here. We can pray with you. But I want to pray that the Word of God will sit inside your heart this morning. Hallelujah. If you're watching at home, I want you to bow your heads, close your eyes, and let's pray. Father, in the name of Yeshua, Papa God, you said, I am God. And there is no other God like me. There is no other God, Father. What will we do without you? How can our lives be without you? How can we do what we do right now without you? God, we thank you, Lord, for the finished work of Calvary. Thank you, God, that you sent Christ to come to sort out once and for all and to turn the whole world right side up in our lives, Father. We're living in a world that is damaged by sin. It's a world that is totally turned upside down. But God, that is your world. You created the earth, the planet, all the living things on this earth today. You created it, oh God. Father, I thank you that this word today, I pray, let this word sit inside the belly of your people, the most inner belly, the most inner part of your people this morning, the place you call the heart, which is our subconscious mind. That's where the Word of God sits, oh God. Father, I pray that whenever they go through trials and tribulations, whatever that comes against them, they will always look at that Word and say, yep, I am standing on the path of perseverance. So, hallelujah. Father, I pray your blood covering and your edge of protection upon your people this morning. Lord, as we know, you've already cautioned us. And Father, we're here to encourage the people, to guide the people so that we can walk hand in hand together, armed, locked in, wearing our full armor, oh God. Father, I pray that this word will be transforming hearts. I pray that your people have the hearts like you described that cedar of Lebanon, which is the tough tree that grows in most rugged parts of the world, rugged parts of the earth, oh God, but shoots straight up and it's got strong outside bark and the skin strong, but inside it's soft. Hallelujah. I pray that your people will be like that tree. You describe that. And I pray, Father, that, Lord, their hearts will be soft and pliable, ready to be transformed by the Word of God. Hallelujah. You've already given us that crocodile skin, I call the armor of God. I pray that every person will put on the full armor of God, not just the helmet of salvation, but the full armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, hallelujah, the sword of the Spirit, hallelujah. I pray that their prayer life will transform today. Everything that we do will change and transform. As the world is changing, we too, Father, will change. Father, we thank you. We bring this word before you and we bring your people before you. I pray that your blessing and your protection be upon them all the days of their life. Hallelujah. If you've never received Christ in your life, if you have not received Jesus ever before, I want to lead you in a prayer. If you've gone back from the Lord, if you walked away from the Lord, if you've been one of those guys that have given in, that have given up, if you're one of those people, I want to pray with you this morning. I want you to raise your hands, bow your heads, and say this simple, powerful prayer. Jesus said, only believe. Hallelujah. I want you to say this prayer after me. Father God, I come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. And the way that I have turned my back on you. I come to you now. And I repent for all my unrighteous life. I turn away from it all now. And I turn to you. Your word says that if I come to you in repentance, that you will forgive all my sin. Lord, I come today. Thank you, Jesus, for shedding your blood. And for dying on the cross for me.
Dying on the cross for me.
To pay the price in full for all my sin.
Pay the price in full for all my sin.
I receive you now as my Lord and Savior.
I receive you now as my Lord and Savior.
I receive your blood to wash me.
I receive your blood to wash me.
And to make me clean from all sin.
Jesus, from this day forward.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
Lead me and guide me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So that I can walk with you every day of my life.
Thank you for receiving me.
And forgiving me.
I am washed.
I am clean.
I am born again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Sing a song.
Come on, let's stand up and worship him this morning. Jen's going to come and do the announcement. Or are you doing the announcements? Are we taking our tithes and offerings this morning? Well, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. Shalom, shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything restored, made whole, well, and complete in body, soul, and spirit. In your life, in your health, in your family, in your children, your relationship, your marriage, your job, your promotions. Everything that God has already blessed you with, nothing is missing in that. Nothing is broken in that, according to His word. And everybody said, Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.